Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 14, happy almost Shabbos, here talking about some water, the mikvah water. Rav Bibi said in the name of Rav Asi, it is because originally people performed immersion in collected cave water, which were stagnant and smelly, and so they poured drawn water upon themselves. But when they began to make this, the pouring of the drawn water, an established law, the rabbis imposed tumah upon it. The shiur today, Rabbi Razer was explaining that a lot of times in the olden days, the mikveh was a collection of water in a cave. It was damp, it was murky, it was smelly. Who knows if there was mildew, or it was not a pleasant experience, a wonderful experience that we have nowadays with the beautiful baths and the showers, depending on the place where it is, depending on the community. But at least it's a real building, usually established with set rooms, private rooms, a real mikvah. Usually it's heated and whatnot. In the olden days, it wasn't like that at all. And when we go, those of us who have the minhag to go on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, it's a really nice thing to have an established place, and most communities have it. It's the center point of focal family life, center point of the community that it's set up, and it's usually made in such a way, usually nice, usually camped and whatnot. We should appreciate the mikvah, support the mikvah, and do our best to upkeep the mikvah, to contribute to it, to donate to it, to make it as nice and as beautiful as possible, because in the olden days they didn't have such a thing. And if your community has a kehillah mikvah, how much more so? What a fantastic convenience to have a mikvah to continue family life every month for the couples and for the families that it applies to, and for kehillah mikvah to immerse the utensils, to make them kosher for the use in the home. It wasn't always like that, especially in the times of the Gemara, and that's why they used to draw water and put it on themselves after, because it wasn't a pleasant experience. It was kind of gross, kind of dirty, and kind of disgusting in a way, even though it's a beautiful mitzvah. So understand and appreciate what we have, especially in the mikvah. Take care of it, donate to it, upkeep to it, and take care of it as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 15 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.